Heather Andrews, international four-time best-selling author on Amazon and seven-time author, has gone from restructured to reinvented through the power of story. With her publishing company increasing with 95% business growth in 1 year, she has been nominated as Entrepreneur of the Year by Business from the Heart. She is on a mission to help others share their stories with the world, to help inspire and heal others. From her signature books on Amazon, top 10 bestseller, Obstacles Equal Opportunities, and number one bestseller, The Real Journey of the Empowered Mom Boss, Heather is poised for supernova and taking her company to the top. As she owns her own media production, Tenacious Living Station, she runs her own podcast, The Heather Andrews Show, and the network holds over 500 podcasts of her and others. Her radio show, Follow It Through to Your Stellar Life, has an international following. Heather's dynamic and inspiring manner, her voice for self-discovery, and fearless revitalization makes her a woman with a mission. Are you ready? Here's Heather.
Thank you for joining our show, everyone. I'm so excited that you are here. We are talking with Alana Heim today, and she's going to be sharing her knowledge about financial well-being from an inside-out perspective. Welcome to our show, Alana.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. So tell us a little bit about all of the knowledge that you have in regards to financial, because you've kind of come at it from multiple perspectives.
So let me give you a quick overview, because there's a lot of knowledge that I carry. My background is being a certified public accountant here in the United States. I'm also a certified financial planner, and I have almost 20 years of experience being that tax accountant, working on estate planning, helping people with their trusts and their accounting. And there's a level of having all of this experience where I realized we were so externally driven and focused on, let's say, the numbers and the money, that what I saw people were missing in aligning themselves from that inside out perspective. And what that means is there's a lot of emotions, there's fears, there's behaviors, there's different aspects to money that are so much deeper than what we see on paper, you know, or what's in your bank account. Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely. I remember attending a course last year about debt destruction. And it was an interesting perspective because the lady at the that was teaching the course basically said, if money was simple, it would just be about, you know, money in, money out, when we figure it out. It was straight numbers. She said, however, there is the human component of money that and life that happens. And that's usually what sets us back. And all of those good things. And also, she talked about the money story. And the money story is the thing that fascinated me the most. And when I met you, you just brought so much expertise and a different perspective to it. And I think that, and I know that that's what, like, almost like an infatuation, because I know that we've had some really great conversations around money. And I love how you bring the human side to it.
Yes, the human side is so important. That's who we are. It's the basis of being here. And if we don't understand ourselves, it's really hard to understand the relationship we're here to create and the value we're here to bring through the transactions with money. And that's where there's more of the energy side to money and things that we just don't think about, or we're not taught in school, or maybe our parents don't share it with us. So when it's not on our radar, we think it doesn't exist or it's not important. And that's so far from the truth.
And when you talk about being that you have the financial advisory and the accounting background, how did you make the shift into doing what you do now from the inside out perspective? If you can just share a little bit of that with our listeners, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a thirst for learning and knowledge, and I'm always wanting to evolve. my own development so I can help others grow. And there was a level of recognizing that the work that I did, the doing of taxes and estate planning and all of those aspects, I enjoyed it, but it really didn't fulfill me. And the deeper I went into myself, I realized I wasn't happy. And I was kind of suffering, you know, physically burning out in my industry. And I realized, okay, there has to be more. And so in that thirst for knowledge, I would listen to podcasts and I would listen to information to learn and just grow and see what else is out there. And I realized that there were other tools that I could, let's say, add to my toolbox and be able to use. And so it was in finding human design, one of the tools that I use, I realized, wow, there's an alignment piece with myself. And when I'm truly in alignment with who I am and the passion that I bring, then that's what my clients needed. And that's what I could start to offer them.
And so often our money struggle per se starts with an internal belief. Is that kind of right?
Absolutely. And it's just a part of that psychology, how the brain functions. When we're younger than age 6, we have what's called kind of this absorbent mind. So your mind just attaches everything as absolute. It observes, you know, you see your parents do things, you see reactions happen. Maybe as a 4 or 5 year old, you heard your parents argue about money. There's a level of that belief coming into play, forming in your little mind at that point and thinking that's true. And so as you get older, you don't know that you're holding on to that memory and that belief. And suddenly you think that money is always here to cause an argument because maybe that's what you perceived.
When I was a young adult and I knew that I was going through my schooling so that I could get a good job so I could look after me and my house and my family and everything, I don't think financially I was tested as much as I have been as I've been moving toward having my publishing company and investing in my company. And there has been all these internal battles of money. and it comes back to growing up with an entrepreneurial dad and my mom. And even though they were abundant and they never lacked for anything, and my dad had a super strong work ethic, but, you know, there was always discussions around there not being enough. And it was an interesting perspective because they worked so hard, right? They did. They just worked so hard. And it's funny because when I went into the entrepreneurial space, there was just so much, around the self-worth piece. And so it was like I invested in things because I think I felt that I needed to know more, to do more, to, you know, and I was purchasing all these courses but I would never complete them. And it just, I just wrote in, I'm publishing this book, as you know, about what's money matters got to do with it. And, you know, or what's money got to do with it. And I just finished writing my chapter. And really, it was about the journey of self-worth and knowing what you know. And so that's been my biggest struggle is allowing even though you're serving the people and you're growing abundantly, there's just been that internal peace that's finally been put to bed, I will say, around the self-worth and the money piece. So can you shed a little bit of light on that?
So we tend to think of abundance as, you know, oh, I'm going to have enough, and that there really is sufficiency, but we see it so far away from ourselves as if, oh, but that's not for me. That's for my clients. That's for my family. That's for my friends. And there's a level of recognizing your own worth and putting yourself first, and that there is enough for everybody, and you getting what you need to fulfill yourself is not an ego thing. It's not a selfish thing, which is something we've been told. And really, there is enough for you to then give more when you take care of yourself. And when we're looking at abundance, the duality or the other side is scarcity and lack. And when you're feeling like there's not enough for me, or if I'm taking too much, you're living in that mindset where you really are seeing the limitations and you're not breaking through to see possibilities and all that there is. And if you remember as a child, you could dream big. You could see possibilities. You almost didn't care if you took your piece because deep down you already knew there's enough for everybody. We can have a win-win situation. And instead of thinking the pie is only, you know, 12 slices, what if you could grow the pie and the 12 slices are so big that it actually can feed more people? It's that concept of when you find yourself stuck in that kind of a mindset, you want to be able to work on you to grow into this abundance mindset where now anything and everything is possible. There's nothing holding you back, especially in the way of having money and being able to fulfill your passion, whatever that is, out in the world.
Beautiful. I love it. And you use a lot, you actually use a specific system to help you move through the space of, instead of money being an external piece, you bring your clients through a journey to look at it from a being perspective inside out. And we talked a little bit about the human design. So can you tell us a little bit about how that helps you shift clients through the process that you teach them?
Of who you are. So it's based on a bunch of different systems, including astrology. So there is birth time that it's related to. And we're looking at the position of the planets and where did this energy come from to create you on a conscious and unconscious level. So what that looks like is you get this chart that has all these geometric shapes and different centers represent the chakras. Different gates represent the Chinese I Ching. Like, we just look at all these different pieces, and what it's showing you is who you really are. The energy that you possess, that you emanate out into the world, that which the world will feel from you, and then the undefined kind of white openness that's not colored in the chart is really where you pick up energies from others. So it's fascinating when you think about, oh my gosh, I have this limiting belief around money. And if we look at, let's say, your head and ajna are undefined, what energy did you pick up from somebody else and from who that really gave you those beliefs? Because they probably weren't your beliefs. And if you don't understand that, you're walking around holding on to other people's thoughts, other people's beliefs, and suddenly you're thinking things that aren't even true for you. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And then with that, I know you've piqued my interest, so I'm going to be asking you to do mine. Because I always love this stuff, because it just, yeah, like, so I mean, I know that there's been so many breakthroughs in so many aspects of like health and, you know, and self-worth and everything like that, because every obstacle that gets put before us is all about there's something that needs to be blown out of the water, so to speak, or broken through, or to, you know, to move through those spaces. And when you've lived, you know, like 40 years on this planet, you're going to absorb something or not let go of a belief, or even if you let go of a certain belief about a certain way or the story that you tell yourself, so to speak, there's always a little bit more to it than what always shows up.
Yes. And so that's where I can use this tool to already look at it and know aspects about you that you may not consciously be aware of. And it's just fascinating because I can see where you potentially are going to be conditioned and pick up energies from others. And then we can go deeper into helping you see what is true for you. You learn to listen to that truth instead of listening to everybody else, listening to what you should do in your life with money and what you should do in your business. It's like all those shoulds you can start to just let go of and begin to listen to the truth coming from inside you that's always been there.
And you shared a little bit about this work in a book, in another compilation book with Karen Curry Parker, correct? And can you share a little bit about that chapter? Because I think that because it was called the Discover Your Unique Code for Health, Wealth, and Happiness with Human Design.
Yes, Abundance by Design. And that is a human design based book where we each wrote about how the human design really affected us. And I wrote the chapter Money to really bring in that perspective to help people to see just how powerful that knowing your particular design can impact your finances or your money and that relationship.
Perfect. And can you give us a little bit of a background about like what fuels you up with now the perspective of coming at money from this perspective? What fuels you up about that?
I take a unique approach and I have my own unique belief system that more and more I stand behind and I own it. Whereas before I would probably have hidden and been meager to share. But we're in a place right now on this planet where we're all evolving. Everything is shifting. Who we are is more important than ever for us to know, because as the systems continue to change, and we are seeing that, and we will see that in the financial realm. It's why, you know, and you probably see it in Canada, just the same in the US, there's so many systems that aren't working anymore. And that's happening even with the financial system. So what fuels me is I really see that I'm here to help people really take control of their financial well-being, because that way they're not tied to a system. Because if the system implodes and things happen that they can't control, they can at least control themselves, or they can control what's within them and what makes them happy, and, you know, be able to live a healthy life and prosper in such a way that they're not tied to a system anymore. And that's what I really feel is like my role to come into and start to shift this so people feel empowered with their money.
Absolutely. And I think, and when you talk about systems not working or something changes in your life and you still have a feeling of that control with money, I mean, when I went through my job restructuring, and yes, I was given, you know, my buyout or whatever, that money only lasts for so long. And it was just there was the fear of like, all right, what happens if I don't find another job, or if I don't have, like, what happens? Like, what happens to that? Right. And so, and I think that this journey, and I've always said that you always needed more than one stream of income. I've always said that. But the beautiful part about this whole thing was, it's like, I knew back then that I had the capacity and the capability to create something different. That's what I knew. And I think that kind of it's a very key piece to knowing that you're going to be
okay. Yes, and it's within each and every one of us. But when we are so reliant upon systems, then we're not reliant on ourselves. And that's not always a bad thing, but it's also not going to allow you to get out in the world and see the possibilities and to break through the barriers that you've held in place and, you know, the fears that you've let control you. You can actually overwrite the fear and have faith and trust and move forward and follow your passion. And that's going to give you such a more livelihood in this world than if you're just kind of stuck on the hamster wheel, you know, in the system and relying on it and whatnot.
Can you give us a little bit of an example, say, of how you work with clients or sort of some of the outcomes and how it shifted for them?
Every client I work with, and again, it's across the board. There's some that want to work on their relationship with money. They want to go into the deeper limiting beliefs. Some really want to help have that management technique implemented with money. They may need budgeting. What I enjoy is working with entrepreneurs as well who already have their business. Maybe they need some of that financial guidance in how to run their business. But there's a level of coaching out in the world that tells you what you should do. I love bringing into with my clients the realization that they already know exactly what they're here to do. And so I get to tap in using their human design chart into what their unique strategy is, how they make decisions for them, not what everyone tells them to do, and that they get to start learning to trust that. So when they literally come to a session with me, they're saying, well, here's where I'm at and I don't know what I should do. And you know, if they're a sacral being, I can start asking them yes, no questions to help them dive deeper into their truth. And then they walk away feeling so much lighter. They feel more empowered to go do what they're meant to do because they know it's true for them.
So amazing. I love it. I just love so much. And what have you seen shift? So say somebody came to you and said, I'm here financially. I don't know what to do. They did their human design growth. And have you seen like extraordinary circumstances, or what has sort of been like sort of some of the outcomes that have come out of some of your clients that you have had, that you've witnessed?
One of my clients, she actually was of the financial planning world, and she's a manifestor type. A manifestor is somebody who can truly initiate. They're like the only energy that can just get out there and make things happen. And she wasn't doing that in her work. It was like she was being repressed and she wasn't trusting that she was capable. So she was an employee and she had this opportunity to actually go commission. And she was so stuck in that old financial paradigm of, I need the steady paycheck. I should just take, you know, keep the paycheck, right? Because it's that comfort. There's that security there. And when we actually went deeper into who she is, what felt right, where she wanted to go, the possibilities she wanted to create, she then knew without a doubt she had to go commission. And as soon as she did that, everything opened up. She actually could earn so much more money than where she was on the salary paycheck. Her and her son, because she's a single mom, she was able to just go and buy the RV or the kind of camper trailer that they had dreamed of so that they could go to Disneyland more often. They could travel and do things. So it's this level of, once you see the truth, you can't unsee it, and you have to move forward. And there's actually so much on the other side than you would think. But because you were stuck thinking that the paycheck was your only security, then that's why she couldn't go anywhere. Things weren't working out, or you know, the abundance didn't feel like it was there. But it was because she hadn't opened herself up to push through that limitation and see what else was possible.
And so if somebody came to you and they were still working, say, part-time in their job, they had this promised, they were doing so well on their entrepreneurial journey, but yet they just couldn't let go of that steady paycheck, but they knew that there was bigger and better things for them. And then they wanted to replace their income so that they could actually exit their job. So can you just kind of take us on a little bit about what that journey would look like? I'm finding it's just so fascinating.
Yes. And again, this is why it's so important to honor yourself, because everybody's journey is different. It depends a lot on what energy capacity you have. A lot of people are burned out and they don't know it. So there's a level of me helping them to align with who they are and understand that maybe they're burned out and they don't have the extra capacity to do both. And that's why they have to leave that side job or the part-time job and go full into their business. For some, it's a level of, okay, let me ask you questions. Let me help guide you to recognize what feels true for you. And if this is true, what's holding you back? What's in the way? And what would it take for you to let this go? And so I have other techniques I can use to help people kind of clear some of these beliefs and help them heal, if you will, some of these aspects. So that way that barrier's gone and now they can move forward at the pace that feels correct for them. And I don't push people, because pushing is what the world already does on us. You know, you can feel that constant push on you and the judgment. And the thing is, when you can start to just truly align and love yourself and love and trust the decisions you're making, now it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter if they're going to tell you, oh, I can't believe you quit your job and you're starting this business and how are you going to do this? I mean, all those fears get projected on you, and you have to have that confidence inside yourself. And if you don't, then this is where I can help guide you to see it for yourself, to learn from these lessons, see what it's showing you, and help you just step out more powerfully than you ever thought you could.
Wow, that's awesome. That is so, so wonderful. I love it. I just love it. It's so good. And a lot of people believe that you cannot change. And I mean, we spend a lot of time on this, about the limiting beliefs and things. And I still know that there are people out there that go, yeah, well, you know, I do my best and I do this and I do that and I will, and I can't change my story, but we can. And I think it was actually another author of mine who is publishing his book with us. And he actually grew up in a very distressed side of a big city in the United States. And his piece was, I'm standing in this space, but it doesn't define who I am. It was like that pivotal shift. He said that he's like, no, I'm getting out of here and I'm going to go do more because this isn't who I am. And that to me was such it actually stopped me in the moment when he talked about it, because that's so often we look at everything about what I do, what title I'm affiliated to and how much money I earn. And all of that is important. Absolutely. But if you don't understand the deep within piece about what makes you tick and what fires you up for life, you're missing out.
Absolutely. And when we're stuck in this idea of what we think the world is about, which is work hard and go to work and take care of your family, you do get stuck on that hamster wheel. And there's so much more to life. There's so much actually going on beyond what we can see and what we can think. And it's this level of, what do you want to create in the world? And money is just a piece of paper. It's whatever you want to attach to it. It's just energy. But there's such a value behind it. You're creating value. And if you don't see that, and you don't see that there's a choice, that if you just want to get in the stock market and somehow earn lots of money by not doing anything, and you just want to ride the upswing or however you perceive, there's a level of, but what value did you create in the world? And if there's a part of you that knows, I'm here to do more, doing really comes from being. And the more that you be who you're meant to be, the more you actually can do for others and the more you can create. And that automatically is just going to come back to you tenfold. And that's where we forget that, you know, and then we think we have no choice and I'm stuck in this story and I can't change it and I've always lived this way. But have you changed the perspective from this keeps happening to me to this is happening for me? So you can see the blessing that comes through, because it is here to teach you. And if you grasp that concept and you learn from every experience as a teaching moment, that's how you keep up leveling and shifting and growing. And you'll never go back. You'll never go back to that place, because you're here to grow and evolve and help others do the same.
Yes, the more that you hone in on the places where you want to be versus the places that you don't want to be, you can listen to your body on that, because your body will tell you, and it screams at you actually. Everybody says it, like, listen for the whispers, but mine has gotten to the point where it goes, no. It's like, you're not supposed to be there anymore. Get out, run the other way.
That is the key. Like, that's the underlying theme of working from the inside out and what I love helping my clients do. Because here's the thing, spiritually, it is knocking and you're getting the gut instinct. You're kind of energetically feeling this isn't right for me. I need to change. But physically, when you feel it and now you are burned out, your body is screaming, you're in pain, it is forcing you to rest, or it's forcing you to start to listen, because it's been trying to give you a message. You just weren't ready or aware that it was there. And once you open up that awareness, you're going to hear it louder and louder. And suddenly the physical starts to quiet. You get healthier, and energetically you're more in alignment and in attunement with what's true for you. And that's when suddenly you really are having more of that magic or that abundance just kind of raining down on you.
I love it. And it's just been such a pleasure to interview you today. I'm so blessed that you have been a part of our What's Money Got to Do With It book as well, because you bring such a brilliance to this topic. And I know when we met, I just knew that I was just fascinated with what you did. And I'm just so blessed that you are part of my world and that you were on this podcast today. What are sort of, and I know we've talked a lot about so many different things today, but what are, say, the top two takeaways that you could give our listeners, just so they can think a little differently about money starting as soon as this podcast is done.
The truth that you seek is already inside of you. You already know what you want. There's just potentially a fear that's blocking you from getting there. And when you have that awareness, you're going to start to listen more and you're going to start to hear it differently. And maybe you even start to hear in your head those fearful thoughts of, I can't do this, I'm not good enough. Those things start to come to your conscious awareness. That's when you get to shift it. Now you get to change the way you believe or the way you think, and your actions will follow. And then so will the financial well-being and the abundance.
And where can people find you on social media?
My website is prosperityalignment.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram and LinkedIn.
And what was the name of Karen Curry Parker's book that you were a part of?
You can look up Abundance by Design, and you can find that on Amazon.
You have another book launching, What's Money Got to Do with It, on April 30th, which is pretty cool, which will be on Amazon. So follow Alana on Facebook. So thank you, Alana, for being on our show today. It's been such a blessing. I hope you had a good time.
I did. Thank you for having me.
And you, our listeners, we are grateful for you as well. And I am Heather Andrews, helping you reach your stellar life, which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, and a resiliency for better relationships with your financial well-being, being coming from the inside out perspective. So till then, go out and live your stellar life.